Yesterday we began the discussion of Malach of Disha. The Gemara says that Haiman the Shada Pisa Ladikla but also Tamri Chayev Shtayim Achaz Mishum Tolish Fachaz Mishum Mefarek. So Achaz Mishum Tolish we understood. Mefarek was more complicated. Right? So Rashi Sheet is, it's like Eli Kol, Mefarek from the tree. And Tosas Sheet is Mefarek means Mefarek from the casing surrounding the Tomer. If you look at the Prima Godim on page 5, the Prima Godim is the Eshel Avram and the Mishpat Zov. Those are the two components of the Prima Godim. Right? The Eshel Avram is a parish on the Magen Avram, and the Mishpat Zov is a parish on the Taz. Okay? So he discusses what Mefarek is. Mefarek shaykh ba'ochel mipsolas ha'tomun bo. In other words, you have the outside, the casing, and the ochel is inside, and the ochel is tomun inside the casing, and you detach those two things. So that's Mefarek, misgadol bo. In other words, it's an organic connection. In other words, it was an outer shell and an inner ochel, that organic connection, and now you're separating that organic connection. That's mefarek. So once you understand this, you'll realize that mefarek and borer have nothing to do with each other, right? Because borer is not separating an organic connection. It's any mixture. You put Cheerios with raisins, raisin bran with the raisins. That's not an organic connection. That's a man-made connection. And now you're separating. So that's not borer. That's borer. But that's nothing to do with dosh. Dosh is an organic connection. Like when you. So we're going to see also when you squeeze an orange, that's also dosh. Right? That's also dosh. Ochel v'ochel v'shemchachi potter after zesim v'anovim. Here, v'chein dover shetoli v'psolas v'ein mechusabo. So he's going to take a stand. Yesterday we had the machlokis Rashi and Tosfos. What's considered mefarek? Is the mefarek just an organic connection side by side, like the grapes with its vine, or is that enveloped? So he writes, "V'chein dovish atoli v'psolus ve'ein mechusabo leis mefarek." That's not mefarek. In other words, if it's not, it has to be mechusabo. It has to be that the outer thing is covering up, enveloping the inner thing, and now you're separating. That's mefarek. That's mefarek. Now there is a Gemara in Chulin, and that Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. To Kashma. That's page 6. Tashma Ilon She Nifshach. What does Ilon She Nifshach mean? Rashi She Nifshach Nitlosh Mimenu Anaf. Whereas you had a tree that had many branches, and one branch got detached from the tree. One branch got detached from the tree. Now, once that branch got detached from the tree, there were still apples attached to the branch. Right? So are you allowed to take those apples off the branch? So what would you say without looking at this Gemara? In other words, Ilan Shenipshach means an Ilan that had branches, and one branch was detached from the tree. Now the question is, can you take the apple from the branch? Yeah. That's if it fell off on Shabbos. Say on Friday, the branch detached from the tree. On Friday. Now on Shabbos, so you, can you take the apple from the branch? Yeah. Yeah, L'chora, Kirsch points out, like we said yesterday, L'chora's taller than Machlokes Rashi and Tosis.
Going to Rashi.
So Malach of Mepharik. That's exactly what Mepharik is. When you're detaching something from its natural connection. Even though it's not Mechuber. Tosa says, no, Mepharik has to be when one thing is enveloping the other thing. Right? So here, L'chora, according to Rashi, it should be Mepharik, and according to Tosis, it should be Mutter. So what does the Gemara say? Tashma Ilan Shenifshach Bo Peres Harei Hen Ketulshin. So what does that mean, Harei Hen Ketulshin? What? A riot for, yeah, L'chora, this is a riot for Tosfos. And Fakir, what is Rashi going to do with this Gemara? Right. What? Maybe it has nothing to do with Shabbos. Eli Cole says, who says it has to do with Shabbos? Yeah, but maybe he's not talking to you in terms of Hilchos Shabbos. Maybe, in other words, the Gabi Hilchos Shabbos, it doesn't matter whether it's Tlushin or not, because you're going to still have an Isser of Mepharik. Maybe this Gemara is only talking about whether it has a din of Tolish, that only Tolish is Makabal Tumah. Something's Mechuber, it's not Makabal Tumah. So, by the fact that this Gemara says Harein Ketulshin, in other words, Rashi will say, don't bother me with this Gemara. This Gemara is Lagabi Tumah Vatara. It has nothing to do with Shabbos. Fine, it is Tolish. But on Shabbos, there's an Isri even with Tolish. Nothing, it's Mutter. Say it's Tolish. Now, what's the din by Tolish? So by Tolish, according to Rashi, there's an Isser Mepharik also. So L'chora, Eli Kol is saying, well, what do you say, Bert? I mean, maybe Rashi would be Moida. Maybe Rashi would be more than a situation where it's already cut off. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that Mepharik is not a din in sustenance. Sustenance is a din in kosher. When we talk about kosher, we talk about sustenance. When we're talking about Mepharik, it's not a question of sustenance. It's a question of just detaching things that were organically attached to each other. Yeah. Which Rashi? Where are you? Yeah. Right. Excellent. That's what I want to say also. See, some Achronim want to use this as a raya to this Gemara that there's no Mefarek, but Zalmi says, who says that this Gemara means there's no, it might mean that there's no Totzer anymore, but it still could be Mefarek, right? Even if it was talking about Shabbos. And certainly according to what Eli Kohl is pointing out, that it's really not talking about Shabbos. Right. It's not a raya either way. Right. Yeah. No, Rashi. Yeah, Rashi can be masking with. Yeah. Right. In other words, one could have, you know, said on the first glance that this is a raya against Rashi, but first of all, like Eli Kohl says, who says it's going to talk about Shabbat, Chor, it's talking about Tum, and then Zalmi points out, Harei Kintlushin could just mean that it's not a Din Kotzer, it doesn't mean that it's not Mefarek, it still could be Mefarek. Oh, okay, very good. And again, if you want to see a clear exposition of, we said many times, the difference between Dosh and Borer, the Shvitzas HaShabbos on page 9 just says it even clearer. On the left side of page 9, the fourth column, generally, the ikun shall dvarim kachu, who the betchila tzarich lahavin ikar echad gadol mal achilak shebein avos elul dehainu dashu borer v'chor shneim echad hu. The dash hainu borer, okum b'tocha b'solus. So what's the chilak between dash and borer? V'amaylo makshah ashah sainu borer hainu dash. V'akorcha tzarich lomad the dashu inyan melocha upul acheres l'gamrei mi borer. Who the borer have a Shtei Gufin Nifrodim. Borer is Shtei Gufin Nifrodim. Two separate things like raisins and bran. Avogav Shemuravim, even though they're mixed together. Mikol Mokum, but Mokum Shein Nifrodim, Zemizeh Ein Echad Baluam, Bitoch Gufo Shal Chavero. Each one is a separate entity. Kol Echad Guf, but Mokum Shehusham Omeh, Neatzmo. Each one is separate. Ela Muravim, Usmuchim Zelazev. It's just mixed in together. Now you're separating. So now the first word one is Melechus. The Melechus Dosh Lohavish Te Gufim Nifrodim El Guf Echad Muvla Venelam Tov Gufo Shochavero. But Dosh is one thing is enveloped in something else, and now you're separating the two things. Numsa the Pool of Dol Moshe Motia Mikoch Al Paul, etc. So that we've discussed several times. Oh. Now the discussion, what we touched upon a little bit yesterday, is so then what's the heter of eating oranges on Shabbos? What's the heter of eating peanuts on Shabbos? Lachora, isn't that mamish dosh? Yeah.
There's no way to get Okay, so maybe you shouldn't eat it. Yeah, but maybe if it's Chil Shabbos, it's Chil Shabbos, so maybe don't eat it. Yeah. Oh, so maybe Shas Achila is different. In other words, because what's the concept of Dosh? We'll see, it's going to be explained soon in this forum. Dosh was one of the earliest stages of the process of making bread, right? It's part of the Sidur Depas. And part of the procedure is to take the kernel and separate it from the chaff, right? Which is Disha. And then after that, you pound on the kernel and you make it into flour. And then from flour, you make it into dough. And then the dough, you put into the thing. So it wasn't a malacha that was done b'shas achila. It was preparatory. Right? It was preparatory to the achila. It wasn't done b'shas achila. So something that's done derech achila, that's not derech disha. Because derech disha was a preparatory stage for the achila. It wasn't shas achila. It was, right? Look how many things you still had to do. You had to take the kernel from the chaff, and then take the kernel and pound it and make it into flour. And from the flour, you have to make it into dough. And from dough, you have to make it into bread. Many stages removed. Many stages removed. But you know, Masha'in came out when you're peeling a. But then, according to this, say you want to have an Oneg Shabbos in the afternoon on Shabbos with Peros. Right? If you have the Peros on Shabbos afternoon, outside, perhaps, for Peros in the. Right. And you want to, so most times you're going to put the oranges, you're going to leave them with the peels. But say you want to be a nice guy and you want to peel them Shabbos morning to eat later. So maybe that should be a serious child of Dosh. Because there you're not doing it derech achila. Right? So let's see the Egg Vital on page 11. He's talking about nuts, different types of nuts. Mihu beklipa segozim hadaka hadvuka bo lacha shishiber klipa seis. In other words, in a peanut. So first there's the hard shell, and then when you open up the hard shell, there's still that stuff around the peanut itself, right? That like brown stuff, right? In other words, when you have nuts, right? You have peanuts. You take the shell, and then after the shell, you don't see the peanut right away. Right. Still a layer around it. So he says that both things are really mutter. In other words, because both are taken out b'shas achila. So that's what normally is done b'shas achila. You can't call that disha. Because disha was something that was like five steps before the achila. So even though we're doing the same action, in other words, at first glance, it's mamish the same thing. You're taking the nut from its casing. So this should be prime disha. This should be prime disha. But nonetheless, we say not. It says, "Mi beklipas agozi madaka dvuka bolacha sheshiber klipas eitz laniyas daiti poshut lahatir." It's mutter. After Raya Shavuot Ola Shabbos, Midivay Tosus Anal Einu Raya Klam Kolmokum Nira Tepashitim Ken Koshikin Sheshvira Taklipa Chitzona. Yeah, sir. In other words, you're telling me about the inner casing, but the outer casing also should be osir. So why is it mutter? Of course, came should derech lasoso b'shas achila. Since it's derech lasoso b'shas achila, it's normally done b'shas achila. Loch. Chashuv dosh. That's not called dosh.
The kosher can keel with klipa daka,
and the inner one, the thin layer around the nut also.
The lo kosher dash mei taima vanir li bedin mei lo kasafti.
That's the pasha pshat, right? That disha is something that's dafki you didn't do b'shas achila. Something you do b'shas achila, even though it's the same thing of taking the casing out, that's going to be mutter. But l'chora, if you want to take peanuts from the shell, say you're having shal shudas 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so 5 hours before you want to take it out, l'chora that should be usur. Yeah, but what svara parsha pshat? It means shas achila, means kipshuto, shas achila. Yeah, right, they're different things, but, well, pshuto shodvarim means right before, as you're eating, parsha pshat. Rav Shwachter, Rav Reuven Shwachter, I believe. You know what he's saying? He's saying, if we're saying something that really should be dosh, and we're permitting it because it's derech achil, so why don't we say the same thing? Right, I know. It's a different story, but why can't we apply the same heter that okay, davar migidulo was normally when it was not derech achila. But if it's a derech achila, why don't we just say pluck it off and eat? Otherwise, well, right. In other words, yeah, that's his question. Really? That's the word? The difference between the av and the tolda? You're saying a kiddush? Well, in other words, why should... Really, you're saying that... You only say the head once it's removed, it's a tolda anyway, and you're doing it with shas achila, but you're making the things between an av and a tolda. That's a chiddush, you're saying, no? Why should. To say the chiddush that because there was, if it would have been real disha that's an av, we wouldn't permit it to shas achila. Yeah. Right. I mean, the Rosh Yisuri Daraisa, but even. Well, you're saying, well, that's the Pasha Pshat. Take a look on page 12. This is Rabbi Ribiat's Hebrew part. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but then he talks about the Adashol too. He talks about both. Take a look. He talks about the Klipach Hitzona. You see that? Klipach Hitzona? Yeah. So he talks about both. Look on page 12.
Shri Sabbath Pasicha, the Klal of the Milsa. Dein Melech Zishorach V'Dover Ha'asui La'atznia.
In other words, Disha is only something that you normally you do the Disha and then you put it away. You don't eat it right away. La'atznia means you store it. First you do the Disha, then you store it. And the Achil is not, you know, till much later.
Ha'dover Shadako L'Achila.
But if it's something that's normally done b'shach tachila, that's not called disha. Chayim egleital. That's the egleital we just saw. Chayim shederech lasotzu b'shach tachila lo chashiv dosh. V'nire b'birur hadavar. What's the pshat? Mishum the derech disha. The disha was a preparatory stage to what happened. They do the disha, and then they had the kernels, and they put it in the storage, and then later on they would process it. It was a stage, but obviously you have to get it separated from the chaff before you do the storage. So that was a stage before the storage. So disha is only if it's early on in the process, if this is, you know, when you separate it in order to store, and later you're going to use it.
Shaz motzim osam machinim osam lachila. Uzet shvichim lhasa hashibolim v'hashavitim kubar lachitim kadom.
In other words, he says, because you're not going to store it with all the stuff on, there's not going to be enough room. You're not going to store whole stalks. Not enough room. You want to store little kernels. So first you have to separate the kernels from the rest of the stalk. And then you'll have a little kernel to store. So you'll have 1,000 kernels to store. That you'll have room, but you don't have room to store stalks.
Because it's going to get rotten, or if they chosen makom of otzer, or there's not going to be enough place in the storage. That she ekein sharperus, from shumin and betzalim, tapuche zav bananas, shemitzvim, you know, all these other things like oranges and bananas. Shadech latzniim the otzer beklipos and dafka.
These things, oranges and bananas, get stored with their shells on, right? You don't take off the shells and store. In other words, they get the klipa, the peels are kept on till the very last second. So therefore, it's not derech disha. Derech disha means when you take it, you detach it in the initial stages for storage. But here you're just doing it for what? You don't do it till after storage. Mamish l'shas achilos. So that's not derech disha. So when all these achronim are telling us, is that even if you have the physical, sort of like Pasav of Kislam, even if you have the physical standards that need to be, in order for something to be called dosh, but if this dosh is not done early on in the process, before the storage, but it's done later on, it's not going to be called disha either.
Oh,
maybe according to this, maybe even if you don't, let's see a little bit more. 1 second.
Rav Moshiach Maklipos b'shas achila v'lo kodim. Moshiach v'lach zedash v'sholach v'som dein kuzum chachana l'otze. Rach l'achila. V'zein tzur sam v'lach zedash. Yeah, it could be, Zalman is right. It could be, maybe
according to this, even if you would do it 5 hours before, it also would be mutter, because Lamaisa, you're not doing it as a hachana for the oyster. Yeah, in other words, it's not a malacha now, because it's not disha. In other words, the maisa disha is not shaykh to this thing. You mean whether you can do the peels way before? Well, let's see. Let's see how he brings it down. You have a ribiyat here? Emergency ribiyat. But here, but that's not what he's saying here. Yeah, peeling oranges, lemons, bananas, page 323. Yeah, these peels are never removed on the field, but remain on the fruits to protect them and to keep them fresh until the time of eating. Orange peels and the like are therefore not subject to the Malach of Dosh on any basis. Right, in other words, so mitzad Dosh, you're right. But he's saying, but then the other issue is maybe there's still a borer issue here. But in other words, you're right. Mitzad Dosh, Lachara, he wants it. That's why he's saying. I mean, the way the Egg Vital was saying, it's. I don't know if it would be mutter, according to the way the Egg Vital presented it. Yeah. So that's the Pasha Pshat, that it's not taken off from before. We'll have to see. Once we learn Borer, then we'll be able to fully see what the story is, what you have to do around Mamish before. Like, I'll be this, or... there's some added issue that you have to do a mamish before, even after. But that, Lachara, explains, you know, this Egg Vital, why it's not Dosh. Yeah. Ellie? Not take it off when?
Take it off when you're eating it. Like most people will eat it. The outer shell of peanuts is.
Right, why can't you take it off the inner shell?
Well, because we're just saying that the whole reason that the banana you're allowed to do it is because the way that you store it is
I mean, you're saying this is stored with the inner thing then? How is it stored? It's stored without the outer, only with the inner.
Right, but sometimes a lot of times it doesn't have the inner shell at all.
Right. I think it's normally stored even with the outer shell.
Right.
So that would mean that the outer shell is not normally taken off before the storage, like regular doshes. And therefore, it would be mutter to take it off on Shabbos. And the outer shell.
The outer shell,
Right. But just the inner shell. So the inner shell is also mutter. Just the inner shell also is not usually taken off so far in advance. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the Rambam sheet that we said from Rav Shach is one or the other. Then it has a... And therefore it should be an Av Malacha. Right. In other words, you're right, it's the same Malacha and the same Pula, but it was done at a different stage in the process. Right. So then it'd be Mochshen Tzrichul Gufa for some of it. But the question is to what degree, when we say it has to be similar to the Mishkan to be a Melacha Hatzrichul Gufa, so how similar does it have to be? Yeah, but let's get back to your first question. So how come we don't say that it's mutter to pluck apples off the tree because it's derech achila? The answer is because the normal thing of detaching something from the ground was not derech achila. It was to detach the stalk from the ground and then process it and process it till you finally get there. It's not derech achila. No, it's also because the normal way. Right, so therefore we should say the same thing over here, even if you know. In other words, you're saying I'm playing a double standard. But in other words, I'm being lenient on the disha and I'm being machmir on the klisha. I'm being lenient on the disha and machmir on the klisha, even though you should. He should have a smara to say that they both should either be asar or mutter. A what? It's not a boy smara. I think. It should have the same heter. Right, the same exact swara. So, Rabbeinu, help me out. Shvachter has me in a corner. Help me. No, we're not saying that.
We're saying that it's done at
a
separate time.
Zisha means to take away its organic connection for the purpose of storage, which is going to ultimately lead up to processing and this. So therefore we say that, but if you're doing it mamish b'shas achila, then that's a different type of disha. So Rav Shvechta asked, so why don't you say the same thing by koitzer, that if you're doing it b'shas achila, it should be mutter.
Code there, it's just cutting off
Right. But he's saying, so how come? Because by Dosh, right, Dosh is also part of the Siddur Dipas. But when we're saying that if you do Dosh out of order, you're doing Dosh B'Shas Achila, even though it's a Maisa Dosh, we're still permitting it because it's Shas Achila. So then why don't you say the same thing by Kalisha, that if you're going to do it right before the eating, it also should be mutter, that it's not the tzura of ksira. Right. Why are we so machmir with the ksira and we're makel on the disha? Maybe. It's mutter. So how do you know to? So how did we know to be makel on dash? Right, so, and why did you say kotzer? You mean, in other words, somehow you say the definition of dosh is preparatory for storage, and kotzer is just tam minister, but how did Chazal know that? Maybe kotzer should also be only if it's in the early stages of the ksira. Rosh Hashanah. Right, well, harishi, you're not going to do zriya for b'shas tachila. It doesn't work that way unless you're a magician, then you can. He's asking a bomb kasha, Ruvain Daniel Schwachter. Ruvain Svi, but sometimes in yeshiva is Daniel. Right? He's asking a bomb kasha. What do you say, Ben? Yeah, but that's only like Rashi. What about like Tosfos? Yeah, so you get it a little bit out of the corner. The strangle on my neck is loose, but I'm still like in the corner. He's saying is that according to Rashi, there are two Isurim here, so maybe therefore we're going to be more machmir. I hear what you're saying. I'm not totally happy. I love you, but I'm not totally, I'm not totally convinced here. Kirch, Hil Hashabbos, what is Kirch saying? Oh God, you're too fancy, Kirch. You're too fancy for me. Kirk makes his own fake tickets. Oh, Kirk. Yeah, you want to say your first name again is?
Mark.
No, Charles. So how does that answer the question? Dosh, you're not allowed to pick the apple because why? It makes. But why? And what about Kalisha? You're saying the disha normally is not done b'shas achila. So if it's done b'shas achila, it's not disha. So his question is: so what about kotzer? Kotzer is also not done b'shas achila. So we should say, but if you do b'shas achila, it's not kotzer. Right. In other words, oh, so those, what's the derech?
The derech is for picking apple in the store and then I buy it in the store. The derech went hard.
So maybe that's what you said? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Good. Good. Very good. No, you. What's the derech? So that's good. What? Maybe things would change and we wouldn't have refrigeration and everyone would just go out and pluck. Maybe it would change, maybe. Right. Mom or else? No, so that's not derech disha, it's derech disha is normally done beforehand. This is normally done later, so that's not this is not disha. Shein kein tlisha, so it's normally not done b'shas achila. So you can't say that this is derech achila and not derech tlisha, because tlisha is always done before. So if you have one fluke situation where you happen to pluck an apple, that's not going to make it mutter, because this malacha is normally done beforehand. So what, the way you did it. But normally this malacha is done beforehand. Okay. Mark, I think you're saying well. And Baruch, you helped well. And Albert, what do you say? Well? Well, yeah, they needed things, that they took things from the ground for using for dyeing, you know, vegetables that they made dye out of and things like that. Right. Right, so this is normally not done for... Sira is also done... Right. Yes, yeah, so that's what they're saying. Exactly. Okay, Rav Hussein. We'll start Chumash in a minute.